Hey guys, and welcome to our podcast. It's me, Roy, and I'm here with
Biggie.
Oh, okay.
I think next episode I'm gonna come with a, standard name.
Oh, I thought you said you're going to chat GPT and see.
I should.
The different names. So you have like a list of 100 different names to say Big E or E.
I should do that.
What's up, man? Oh, shit.
It's a voice crack.
Yeah, I almost dropped something. But what's up, my dude? How's everything?
Everything
How's
is good, How's man. The
wife and kids.
Wife and kids, they're doing great, man. Kid couldn't be happier. Good to hear.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about the Demon Slayer episode. What episode?
Episode 9.
Nine. How many episodes do you think? It's going to be 12, right?
Is it? Yeah, maybe. Where we're at now in the story, I'd be surprised if it's more than 12.
Yeah. I would be too. So, what did you think about episode 9?
I liked it. It was very, very not anticlimactic, but I guess kind of like it was, you remember how last episode I said it kind of left on a, feel like it was not complete. Now you remember you saying, yeah, I think his backstory is complete, that there's nothing left. And I was like, no, it just felt like there's a, it wasn't resolved. And we got the rest of the rest of the backstory.
Yeah, how he became. Yeah. I was right though. What's her name? Came back and took him in. And
yeah, I don't know who that lady. I think they mentioned it, but I don't know. But that's what's his name? Wife, right? The
yeah, the head, the leader.
Of yeah. Okay. Slayer. So, I like overall. I think I like the story. I like the progression because you know, the Upper Moon Five died. So that was good. And you know something I noticed about Upper Moon 5? Since Tanjiro didn't defeat him, he never repented. Right? I feel like every demon that Tanjiro ever kills, like they have like a moment of like clarity
a backstory
or they're happy. Right. This fucker just kind of like dies, like fuck you, I'm coming back, and then just dies. We don't know anything about him, why he became a demon. Because if you look at him, his demon form is the most.
Wow.
Is the most, like, abnormal. Like, as a upper moon or lower moon. Most of the other moons, you could see their human form. They just got distorted or whatever, and they became a demon. Even, like, upper four. Like, even at the old man phase, like, you could see he's got. But this one, I'm like. You're not even human. What the fuck are you? What kind of demon? What kind of?
So he's like a snake guy with fish powers.
Yeah. So I don't know. He's a reptile. He's a, if you know One Piece, he's like a Gyarados. You know, like the fish fruit.
You said One Piece when you went,
huh?
Oh, Gyarados. Okay, because I got confused with the Pokemon.
Yeah. That's what we think of. Because you know Gyarados is like a dragon, but from a fish. And
he's a water type.
Yeah, and then Kaido from One Piece. That's besides the point. I like the story. One thing I didn't like characters, I like them. There's a few things that I wasn't too crazy about. One where Muichiro was fighting. Before I even get there, there was a little bit of comedy there. I kind of like Muichiro's comedic, you know, deadpan comedy sometimes. Sometimes it falls flat. Sometimes it kind of hits. It's a hit and miss thing. The way, like, one of the funniest parts for me is when he was so unimpressed with the
transformation.
Because I was feeling the same way. I was like, I mean, yeah, but you didn't, like, that was a very unimpressive transformation.
Dude, it really was.
I was like, I don't know.
At least Upper Moon 4.
Upper Moon 4, you've seen a difference. You're like, okay, he's upgraded. But this one, I was like, oh, he's just not in the vase anymore.
I know, right? This whole entire thing about him in vases where he's just thrown out the window.
Yeah, he's just like, he's not in vases anymore. Again, with Muichiro, what else? I didn't like when he was fighting him, and anime characters do this all the time.
Ooh, which one? Which one?
The fact of like, oh, and you thought I was taking this serious? Like the idea,
oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Motherfucker, you almost died 17 times. What do you mean? You basically died at one point if it wasn't for the little guy who sent you some air in there. Yeah,
he blew bubbles.
Yeah, he blew bubbles to him. You sucked some of his lung air.
They technically made out.
Yeah, basically. And then he's saying, oh, you know, and you thought I was taking this serious. I'm like, who does that? Why would you be in a fight for your life and you didn't take it seriously the whole time? The only time I accept that and I like that kind of answer is if the person was like done with life, was suicidal, or was very, you know, depressed or whatever, was just kind of like they didn't care.
Yeah, like a silent voice.
Yeah, if they were like, you know, at a low point in their lives. But Muichiro didn't give me the vibe that he was low point. He just didn't know who he was, kind of thing. And he just kind of eventually accepted it. But
yeah,
it was just kind of like, yeah, he said, I wasn't trying. I'm like, why wouldn't you be trying? Why? I don't believe that you weren't trying. Just say you got a stupid Nakama power up and let it be, you know, power of friendship, basically. Don't Pretty act like you weren't trying. So
the power of remembering.
Yeah. So that kind of ruffled my feathers a little bit. Because I would have been fine if he just defeated him and didn't say that line. But just the fact that he said he wasn't trying, I'm like, you expect me to believe you weren't trying? Then what the fuck were you doing? Why? Why were you fighting him then? You had people you were trying to protect, and you're saying this whole time you were trying until now? Maybe they thought it was a cool line to put in there, but I thought it was...
Maybe, yeah. Honestly, man, besides that, I think, honestly, I really did like the episode as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, like his deadpan stuff, I was like, oh, okay, it's like more like super sarcasm.
And he's very like, you know, literal and just deadpan.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you're talking about yourself.
Oh,
I was like, oh. I'm like, okay, buddy, all right.
And then the fact that the guy transformed, and he's like, you're not at all my transformation. He's like, you told me to be quiet.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff. So. We got a resolution for that fight. Muichiro defeated him. And like I said, since it was
that fighting was I love that fighting just because it reminded me of like old school like samurai movies. Well, samurai animes of like a samurai cutting somebody in the mist. That's always missed like, when a big fight.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. I was like, that's pretty sick. And then like his, I forgot what he called his move, but like one of those like those after image of him or whatever.
Yeah. I don't.
My guy used the miss jutsu.
Yeah, that's funny. He's a real ninja that episode.
I know.
Which makes it a little confusing, because from what I understand, like the mist that we're seeing is just visual effects for the audience. It's not real. Like when we see fire with Tanjiro,
right?
It's not real. The mist is not real. It's just more of like artistic flares for the audience. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to assume that the characters could see the flame they're creating or the water when he's doing water breathing and stuff like that. They don't produce water. Like if there was a fire somewhere, he couldn't do his water breathing techniques and put the fire out. Is what I'm said to believe. So I don't understand how he was tricking Upper Moon 5 with those like, you know, hiding in the mist, because the mist technically isn't there. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, that was a little.
You know what's so funny? What should we call it? Somebody trying to match parallels with Zabuza. And
I literally was thinking about that too.
And I was just like, oh shit. Like it's misty. There's little needles that he tips in poison.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has a sad backstory. They both had sad backstories.
Yeah.
One is like a badass who's like wanna.
Yeah,
like,
technically, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh,
Haku's,
that's actually very interesting.
What is his name? Haku, right? Zabuza.
Yeah.
Yeah, his parents died. Spoiler alert, it's a he. His parents died, and Zabuza finds him, right? And takes him in and tries to. Okay.
And there's also like a water prism too.
Yeah, there was. We mentioned that last episode, like the water prison jutsu.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, this is so funny. I was like, I was like, yeah. I was like, that's pretty funny that there's a lot of parallels to there.
So let me ask you this, though. What did you think of Upper Moon 5?
Very lackluster. Yeah. Man. Six was so badass. Like, just the fact of, like,
how Gyuki was really, man. Yeah, like you said, Gyuki was really badass. Not really badass, but it's more of, like, they were more menacing.
He did more. Let's be honest. Yeah. He did more. Like, he had more moves of, like, those little, like, wind slashes mm-hmm. that he was able to do with his blood. And
his sister, Daki, was also...
Yeah, the fight cinematic between him and then the Hashira, I forgot his name, for the life of me, I'm ready for
that. Yeah, the, how you call it, Hashira, the sound of Hashira, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That shit was so, like, so hype. Like, that fight took out a whole entire, like,
village.
Pretty much a village, you know, and then this guy was just like, I'm just gonna...
He's supposed to be more powerful than it was very. Maybe. It seemed like a. Maybe. I know we were on there for a few episodes. Obviously, 9 episodes from the time we were introduced. But maybe I think it's been like 4 episodes, 4 or 5 yeah. episodes that we've been dealing with the Upper Moons in this fight. And he, like, I don't know. He felt like a villain of the week to me. Like, yeah, he didn't feel like he was an Upper Moon. Like, he didn't kill anyone, like, in a dramatic fashion. He never seemed powerful to me. Like, even, like, when he... Even the little boy, he didn't kill him.
Yeah, he still survived.
He still survived. So I'm like, yes, like, in the beginning, you did the little art thing and mutated a bunch of the... So he did kill people. I'm not saying, like, he never killed anybody.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
In real time where we're watching or him being a menace or whatever... He was really a joke to me. He seemed like a joke character. I feel like he should have been an Upper Moon. Like, maybe it's because we are so, like, we're dealing with more powerful people and our Hashiras are matching them. So it seems like very normal, lackluster sword play and stuff. But for the most part, it's like, they didn't do anything. Where Upper Moon 4, if Upper Moon 4 feels like a threat, 6 felt like a threat.
Like, the whole entire thing of him just staring at Tanjiro and, and what's his name, and they just frozen in place. Like,
they can't move, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, that's so true, because Upper 5, dude, Upper 6, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's very weird for, like, the power scaling, because, like, you know, this, the Miss Hashira just killed this guy, mm-hmm. like, it was nothing. Like, he really just sliced his head. Like, it was nothing. Like, it was...
Yeah, it was not, like... Are you telling me that Muichiro is stronger than the Sound Hashira?
Maybe.
Like, that much stronger?
Because if that's the case, dude, if that's, like, the power scaling, man. So then why is Upper Moon 5 so weak to 6? Is that just how strong?
Is Muichiro that much stronger than But at the same time, I think the Sound Hashira, Tengen, right? His name is Tengen?
Yeah, Tengen. There you go.
Tengen, yeah. Like, he didn't. I think he lost an arm before he started fighting them, right? Like, if I recall, he was never again beaten by Upper Moon 6. He just was, like, always in handicapped situations. But
there was a scene like
where he was being backed down.
Yeah, when he was already laid out, when he lost his arm.
Yeah, but he was trying to protect somebody, or he got in the way, or something happened. It was not a easy, like, Upper Moon 6 is just stronger than him and cut his arm off.
True.
I don't remember the scene. I'm just asking. Like, wasn't it something like that? I don't recall it being
I don't remember, man, to be completely honest. I don't remember. And I'm saying, I don't know, man, because the power scaling is so... Because if... how do you say his name?
Who?
The Miss Hashira?
Muichiro.
Muichiro? Mm-hmm. Muichiro. If he's that strong, dude, like, damn.
And how,
like,
old is he?
I don't understand. I don't know. Same age? Let's find out. Tanjiro?
How old is Muichiro?
I want to say he's 14.
Huh?
I want to say he's 14. I'm not too sure. You can Google it.
Let's see what it says. Muichiro, wow.
14?
Yeah. Yeah.
My boy young.
He was 14 years old. I think he is 14 currently. I got crazy, spoiled man. A little bit when I asked, but whatever. Because I'm not going to spoil our listeners. But yeah, just know he was 14. 13 to 14.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. And like, he's that stronger versus like Tengen. But again, that's just power scaling. So I don't know how it's power scaled with Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
I guess since he was like a direct descendant from that one dude, yeah. He's more powerful. I mean, that goes, I guess if that's also power scaling, that makes sense too.
As long as...
But I think, honestly, it was still... to me, I think I gave up wild power scaling and stuff like that.
You said you gave up what?
Like, I gave up on it. Just because I'm like... I don't think it's like a... I think I'm holding it to a higher caliber than what it
yeah, you be. Shouldn't.
So I don't think it's fair for me to do that.
The power scaling is always going to be off.
Yeah, so I was just like, I guess I'm spoiled with that. So I was like, okay, whatever. We'll throw it out the window and just say, for sake of, you know, this anime, that he is the stronger. And I'm just like, damn, because he literally just did one move and cut a dude's head off.
Yeah, at like, 14. But they did say again, this was the strongest iteration of the Hashira ever.
Yeah, I remember you're saying that, like, this is strongest generation.
This is the strongest generation of Hashira and Demon Slayer core, to the point where the guy's like, yo, this, if we're going to do it, this is the generation we're going to have to kill Muzan. Because this is, like, the best caliber of fighters they have.
I just hope they complete the series, man, because the series is actually pretty good.
What do you mean complete? Like, you said that last time about the how you call it, but you fear they're going to end this, they're not going to...
Because there's not enough hype.
I don't know where you're gauging your hype from.
Just based on like the forums and stuff, I see people are more talking about.
You keep saying Mashal. I've never heard, like, that's what I'm saying. Where are you getting your source? I haven't heard shit about Mashal.
I hear Muscle Magic. I hear people talk about that. I hear people talking about, of course, Demon Slayer. And then
why you say you wish it finished if you hear Demon Slayer is the second anime you mentioned?
That's what I'm saying, but you never know, man. That's
you do know. Like, Demon Slayer is the high one of the high selling mangas of all time. It's going to finish.
Yeah. I'm not an anime adaptation.
Yes, it's going to finish as an anime adaptation.
If My Hero is going to finish,
this one's going to finish because My Hero fell off a cliff damn near with its popularity.
It did, dude. It really
like it still has its core fans, and it's still huge. Yeah. But it's not like, you know, how it was like season 1 and 2.
Yeah. No, those were the great seasons.
I feel like you're a little paranoid and being a pessimist about this.
Because like there's so many times where I want to start a series and for the life of me I can't remember. Mm-hmm. They will start a series and then they will just cut it off. I'm like, that's it. No more episodes. I think, for example, a pretty decent anime was Dead Man's Wonderland. They never finished.
Dead Man's Wonderland never did finish.
Yeah, and the manga was pretty. The manga's good. I think it's finished. I'm not too sure.
But that was back in the day. I don't know if something like that would happen again. If it was, and like I don't know what happened on the back end as well. But in a sense of popularity.
Again, who knows? Because for the longest, Dead Man Wonderland was actually a really hit because it came on, what was it, Toonami?
Yeah, but that's we're thinking about it from the West point of view. You know, just because something is popular in the West, that doesn't mean it's going to, I don't know how it was.
It affects, because that's all money.
Yeah, but think about it like this. If it was for, like, One Piece, right, is the biggest, but it's mostly carried over in Japan. That's what's carrying it in America and stuff like that is big. But if they were basing it just on the American fan base, it would not be that big. Like, for example, Naruto is bigger here than One Piece.
That's true. But who do you think spends a lot more money, like, for, like, you know, sign autographs and like items? And
stuff what do you mean?
I think like Americans do. We pay so much more for, you know, like a signed autograph or something. You know, because in there, like, they're more likely to get, you know, for a signed autograph of, like, Oda or something like that if he, like, does appearances or whatever.
Yeah, I've never been over this. I can't speak too much on that. But, like, from videos and things I see on media, over there, they go hard for their series. Like, it's very 100%. Highly accepted. And, like, I feel like anime is a niche here where it's mainstream over there. It's starting to become mainstream here in America. Like, you know, a lot of people that you wouldn't have expected to have watched anime back in the day, they're watching it now. So I think it's mainstream enough. But over there, regardless if you're an anime fan or not, you're going to see posters of Luffy just in the middle of, like, you know, common places from what I could, from what I've seen. Obviously, I've never been there to verify, but every, like, you know, instance I've seen of, like, videos of Japan or people talk about Japan,
right,
it's very common and mainstream. You'll see, like, you know, Luffy on a bullet train or whatever, or Goku.
Yeah, but it's always just one thing, again, like I was saying, like, you know, they already reached the audience there. So if they're breaking into a new, like, the eastern side or, I don't know, the western side of us, I think it's more monetarily valuable to get more American audience because you already have a platform in Japan. And if, and I think Americans are more willing to pay more just because for a one-to-one ratio from, like, dollars, well, U.S. dollars to, like, Japanese yen, U.S. dollars is more valuable than the average yen. So, you know, they can always inflate prices to us over here. That's why if you go there, it might be a little bit cheaper versus getting it from the, from Japan only to come to the States. Yeah, you know.
But I still think it's one of those things. I think in general, I think they care more about their.
No, it's money driven.
Yeah, it is money driven, but
100%.
I don't think they. You're right. You're right. I'll take back what I said. But I don't see Demon Slayer.
I don't see it either. Not finishing. I'm just like this. It's just because I've been. I guess it's just the pessimist in me seeing it so much happen.
I have never seen it series.
I've seen.
I don't watch as much as you do, so I don't know. But
no, that's true. That's very.
I've never seen. There's never. You read. There's never. Actually, the only anime I think ended prematurely during that I was watching was Toriko.
Oh yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Oh my god, that pissed me off. The manga is so amazing.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they did their own little thing, but for the most part,
yeah, it's fucking wild, man. Like, cause like, that's one, Toriko. Batum was actually another one too, as well. I'm not too sure you ever heard of that. There's again, Dead Man's Wonderland is the one I can then like that went to like mainstream audiences. And got a lot of like a lot of hype behind it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what else, but I don't think it's gonna happen for Demon Slayer just because the fandom is such big. It's like as big or even it's bigger than Attack on Titans fandom. So I'm pretty sure, and especially after this Swordsmith arc, it's the I think it's the Illusion Castle or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it's called.
But I feel like isn't that basically the end of the series?
No, that's one. That's the one. And then the last arc is gonna be when they fight Muzan.
Okay,
but if they do, they can honestly like after this season, if they decide to do it for like next season and just combine both arcs, I think that'll be fine. Just because the Muzan arc is not really that long. But
you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at most popular anime, and that's why I'm thinking it's just because it's your own bias. Like maybe you really like Masho and you're like in Masho forums. But I'm looking at like most popular anime this season, airing anime.
Yeah. Hell's Paradise is one
of
them.
No, I'm saying Masho was down to at 28th.
Yeah.
Most popular. Demon Slayer is like at number 5. So I mean like, you know, I don't know why you're nervous. Seems like it's doing a lot better than the one that you're like, I hear a lot more.
I think I'm nervous because I like Hell's Paradise so much. That's why.
No, I'm talking about Demon Slayer. We haven't gotten to Hell's Paradise.
No, Demon Slayer, I know. No. Like I said before, I'm pretty sure they're going to finish it. But I'm always to that point of who knows what's going to happen. There's always a possibility of it. They're never finishing it. And it just be one of those things.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I hope like they get everybody on board and like everybody's dedicated to finishing this.
Okay.
The one I'm concerned about, cause I don't really care about Demon Slayer if they finish it or not. I hope they do just cause like it'll be a nice complete series to have and like to give to somebody as a gift.
I'm in the same boat as you. I want to finish it, but if it got canceled, I'll just go read the manga. Okay.
Yeah, I hope they finish. I really want them to do Hell's Paradise just because I think that's why I'm more afraid of for Hell's Paradise because I like the anime.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really like the anime and like I like the difference that they have compared to everything that's coming out.
Yeah, don't worry.
In terms of like the forums and stuff like that, I'm not in a Marshall forum. Like I'm talking about like the average. Like since I watch a lot of anime, like my stuff is tied to.
Okay, yeah, just like you just basically through the grapevine, you just hear more mash.
Yeah, because I just see that's what I see. Demon Slayer. Marshall or Marshall, then something else. I forgot what else, but not as much as like Hell's Paradise. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like in terms of like what my feed, whatever. I'm not getting as much as I would hope so.
Okay.
But yeah.
But to finish the review on Demon Slayer, after that whole situation with the upper five, we go to Tanjiro, and
yeah.
One thing that happens, I'm like, his foot gets mangled, and I'm like, how do you recover from that? I don't remember in the Demon Slayer universe if they could do, you know, breath, breathing techniques to heal. I know they could like do demon
curse technique
to like, you know, speed up their heart rate or do other things to it, but I don't know if you could. If your foot get broken like in 17 places, can you just breathe, do some breathing techniques?
No, so
it's like, how does he come back from that? And I don't think they have magic in that world to heal you.
They don't,
quickly.
But they do. I think they have like I think they have some type of magic. I'm not too sure. But it's like anime.
I get it, but there's stuff like that. I don't enjoy seeing that. And then, like, you know, and of course, like, every time he gets hurt, he'd be in a coma for, like, 6 months. Not that long, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's it's very interesting to see that. And, of course, they're fighting the upper four, and they can't keep up because the Hashiro is, of course, a lot stronger than Tanjiro is currently. But it's still interesting to me that Tanjiro, not even keep up. Tanjiro, the opposite. Tanjiro, Nezuko, and what's the other guy's name?
Mohawk
guy. What's his name? What's Mohawk guy?
Fuck, I forgot his name.
Ginya.
Yeah, yeah. Is that?
Yeah, Ginya. So you're telling me Tanjiro, Nezuko, Ginya are not a match to kind of, you know, have a tug of war with upper four? So you're telling me it's either the strength of upper four and upper five is that much, you know, vast, or the strength between those three combined and Muichiro with his Demon Slayer mark is that much vast? Like which one is it? And I would like to believe it's the demons are a great distance apart from each other in strength.
I would like to believe that too, man. But that's what it seems as like what it's going for.
Yeah. So the demon, basically they're fighting and
upper four,
they're getting fucked up. What's his name's eardrums get blown out. Tanjiro. Yeah. And Ginya, I don't know how many bullets he has because this motherfucker been shooting since episode 3.
He's like a pouch of
it. Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know how many more,
fucking rounds
he has because, god damn, he has a shotgun. Like, how many rounds do you have?
My guy came prepared.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way you have that many rounds. Unless he's using, I forgot what you call those shotguns where you just put debris in it and then fire the debris, but that doesn't do shit to the demons. He must have, like, something
especially
made.
Yeah,
he has specially made.
To be specially made. Unless he's just shooting fucking regular rounds.
Yeah, then it doesn't do shit. Like, what's
the
point?
That's just that strong.
So
Then what's her name comes
yeah,
in?
Yeah, the love Hashira comes in.
Sailor Moon. Yeah, Sailor Moon style.
And her sword. Fucking, like, you know that's a real sword in like history?
It is, yeah. It's yeah, crazy.
It's not that dramatic, but it is.
No.
It is. There is like, you know, swords that are whips, basically. She comes and she saves the day. And then if it takes four of them to equal one Muichiro, it's like, damn, how much stronger is upper four to five?
Power ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know, that's something to keep an eye on. But I like that. I just don't want Tanjiro to do the final blow. I don't want, like, I know he's the main character, but I'm fine with him not being the hero here.
Of this,
like,
of the
whole story. Like, he kills all the upper moons, basically. I know he won't, but I don't want him to be, if he's having a 5v1 on a demon, I don't want him to be always the one to get the final blow. He can. He could kill Muzan. That's fine. We expect that. I don't know if he will, but fine. He could get that. But all the other ones, I'm like, I don't think he needs to kill any other upper moons. Maybe one more and moves on. Because I think I was spoiled a little bit. I think the upper moons are going to get replaced, the ones that died. If they do get replaced, he could kill one more upper moon and then moves on, I'm fine. But I don't want him to be the motherfucker that pops up in every fight and just give an inspirational speech and the other person basically gets the demon to like 10% health, and then he's like, he comes in with a little, yep, gotcha. I'm like, fuck, Jesus, you don't have to kill them all. And then, yeah, there's nothing more to the story. It's just the love.
Yeah, I think we're closing it out. That's
about it.
You know, the cliffhanger.
Do you have any remarks? Final remarks for this episode?
No, honestly, man, I think it's a solid episode as well.
Yeah.
Just like the last two episodes was pretty solid. There's some little things, but I think they're so small.
Yeah.
So I think the only thing out of the episode I really like was when he did his little misdancing thingy.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, I was like, damn, that shit clean. But yeah, other than that, that's it. Yeah. Man, I don't have anything else to say with it. So I guess we can end it there.
Yeah, we could talk, unless you want to talk about Hell's Paradise.
Yes. What episode are we on?
I'm on episode 8. I don't know if you've watched episode 9 yet.
Because you're watching dub, right?
I'm watching dub.
So last episode 9 just came out today.
Okay, so I watched episode 8. I'll tell you what happens there, and you tell me if that's the episode you watched.
Okay,
I'm one back, but basically, it was the fight with the blonde and then the new, like, you know, god thing.
That man, the androgynous person?
Mm-hmm.
That androgynous person. Yes, that's the last episode I watched. I didn't watch episode 9.
Okay.
As I was telling you earlier, I know for a fact there was a scene you just had to, like,
I had to go check the manga. I had to make sure. I'm like, yeah, they're censoring me over here? Where's the nips? Where's the nips?
They did.
It's called Nipgate. This is gonna be Nipgate. just nips being censored.
I really like this episode. Episode 8 was actually pretty fucking solid.
Episode 8 is great.
I love the fact that, like, because it made you seem like, oh, everybody's gonna be okay. Nope. Nah.
Everybody.
Nope.
No one's safe. I know what's his name is not gonna Gabimaru is not going to die. But I'm not gonna lie to you. It makes me feel like he could.
Honestly, I'm not sure.
I don't think he dies. I know he doesn't die. But at the same time, I'm like, I mean,
there's a possibility.
Yeah, it's a possibility. So
he got fucked up though. But he got fucked up by the little kid. Remember on the last episode when that little kid tried to punch him and he blocked it?
Yeah, but he was fine.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like there's been many times in this episode, or in this manga, well, anime, where like he gets fucked up, like to a point like where he passes out.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten holes blown through him yet.
You know what I mean? Just like that dude. I felt
so
bad.
God. So Watching the anime, one thing I noticed, and I thought it was kind of fucked up, mm-hmm. I looked at his headband, and I was like, oh, shit. I made a connection. Maybe that's not what it is. He got the two X's on his headband. I'm like, is he making fun of his master's X's on his eyes? I'm like, is that what that is? But I don't think so, but that's actually that's funny.
That's pretty fucked up. I'm the blind man's desire I represent.
And I don't... This is reminding me a lot of Akame Ga Kill. I hope it doesn't... It gets to the point you know, killing characters for the sake of killing characters. Yeah. And
I think...
I was going to say, I'm hoping that's not the case, one. And two, I don't think these characters are dead.
Oh, that's a good theory.
I think they will come back in some shape or form. Maybe they are. Maybe I'm just hoping. I just feel like some of the character designs are really good. And the backstories are good, and seeing them die. This character, if he dies, I feel like it's okay, just because I think it would take away from him, like, since he's died. You know what I mean? Like since you got his backstory and so sad, and he comes back, it would be similar to me, not to the same degree of importance, but, like, you know, remember when Jiraiya died? If Jiraiya came back, it was just kind of like, yeah. We really felt that death. Don't let us, you know, live in it a little bit. But I do think since they are in an island which is weird and immortality is a thing. And that's what they're trying to seek. Mm-hmm. And they throw these people in these pits, and they, like episode 7, when they threw the Bakugo of this story into the pit with his brother. Seemed like they were, you know, the vines were getting them. And I don't think he's going to die. I feel like he's going to be one of the later stage survivors. Characters.
Mm-hmm. True. I'm not sure against that. Like, I'm very blind.
I have not read it at all either. I don't think so.
Yeah, man. But yeah, you're kind of right. I hope it doesn't pull a comic guy.
Or just kill just honestly, for the sake of just like shock factor.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that's why Akame Ga Kill was more of a shock factor. Mm-hmm. Because, man, they did such a good job, especially with that the headphone lady. Mm-hmm. You remember
the
her
cat lady,
she
right?
Had her head. I don't know if she's a cat. Not the cat lady. No. It's she had. She's pink hair. She has headphones on.
I don't even remember a lot of the characters.
Decapitated her. Well, it was like a big scene. Like, they decapitated her head.
They put out a spike. I remember that scene, but I can't tell you what she looked like.
I could tell you, man. That shit was. I was not. Like, I think that was my first instance of like watching an anime where like they don't give a fuck about who you are.
Yeah, Akame Ga Kill definitely was that type of story where they just killed the characters. But I feel like the author created the characters just to dispose of them. And you know what I mean? It seemed like that was the case. Where this story, I think these story, the characters play a role. But I don't think they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to create these characters just so we could kill them or whatever. I think it's just like, it's part of the story. In this stage, they would have to die in the stage. Not, oh, yeah, the characters, I'm going to make them love this character and then kill them. One thing I'll say I don't like, and I'm looking at the manga chapter now, the blind guy, the blind Asaimon, when he said he was getting seduced by the...
thing.
I'm looking at the manga chapter. She was definitely naked, nips out and everything on this manga page. And he was, and I remember episode 2, it implied that, and I thought that was way more gangster, it implied that he fucked her, then killed her.
I know.
But apparently he made it seem like what it implied in the first, like episode 2, is that he came on to her, who was gonna try to manipulate him by, you know, getting him to fall in love with the good. And then after he's like, okay, I'll get some good and then kill you after, but apparently that was not the case. She tried, and then he's like, oh, you breaking the rules, you're dead immediately. Yeah. So he's a man of honor. And Colt couldn't be me. If I had the skills he had and stuff, hey, man, you offering. I'm going to take some. And then I'm like, yo, you broke the rules, man. You know you weren't supposed to do that. But so we get a backstory. I do feel weird a little bit about the blonde guy and the girl that he's protecting. I feel like,
yeah, but she's of age,
I feel like there's an age difference, 18. Right?
No, I think that they're about the same age.
You sure?
Yeah, because like they're both portrayed as young from their they're both. Like,
yeah, but no, because think about it, right? The assignment that's over Gabumaru, the girl. It looks like him and her were training around the same time. In the flashback, they were the same age training, like little kids. They both were kids together. Like, I feel like he's the next generation down from the blind Simon and then the red hair guy. I think they're all like the younger generation. Right? So he's grown up, and this little girl still, of course, some girls are flat chested or whatever, or not very voluptuous or whatever. I'm not saying just because she's not developed that way, she's young. But I think based on her backstory, she was a little kid that got captured, and she was naive and brought everybody to her camp to get her, basically her clan killed.
Do you know her name?
Don't recall her name.
Because the dude's name is
Tenza.
Yeah, Tenza. He's 17 from what I'm reading. He's 17, then.
I feel like she's like 13, 12, 13, dude.
I mean, we're gonna find out.
Figure this
out. Oh, new.
Yeah, that's her name. Newer something.
Oh.
Eight.
Oh, she's 12.
Yeah, I knew it. that's a little. But this is like feudal Japan, and till this day, like I think Japan's legal age of consent for the country is like 14. I think every, like, you know, prefecture and every, like, different towns have their own.
It's 13.
It's 13 for the country. But, like, every count or town, state, county, I don't know how they classify them over there. But it is, like, 17 or 18 or something like that.
This is what it says. Japan's current age of consent has remained unchanged since its enactment in 1907. Mm-hmm. And then that age is 13.
Yes, I know that, but I'm saying it's not actually 13. That's like the federal thing, but every little town has their own.
Prefecture
kind of like have their own laws. And it is, I think, older than that.
I don't know, man. You're an expert. I haven't done any research.
No, because I know there. No, because there was news like last week or 2 weeks ago. Where,
no,
yeah, I know, but this was something that came up because people were like, yo, that's kind of weird. And I think they're trying to pass laws to increase it, like, as a federal law. I don't know what they call them shit over there, I know they're trying to increase it from there because a lot of people are like, that's a little, you know, we don't need it to be 12 and 13 anymore. Girls are more than just baby makers in this current age. But yeah, so he's 17. She's 12, you said?
12.
Yeah. And 12, yeah. I think he was taking her serious for marriage. So, but this was feudal time, so maybe it's weird to our standards.
Well, it also plays into a story because they wanted her to rebuild the clan and stuff.
Yeah, like and that. One thing so, that yeah. she, the blind Simon said that was kind of like, I was like, oh my God, that's so true. And I think a lot of people don't think about that, and when they looking back in history and just start judging, he was like, the time you live in tells you dictate what is right or wrong, basically.
100%.
And
that's so true,
something along those lines, where it's basically legal is based on your current time. So if you're living in feudal Japan and everybody says this is okay, then it's okay. You can't then say, no, this is wrong. Because he was explaining to why that girl is not, shouldn't be, whatever. And he's like, you know, what they're doing, regardless if it's, you could be like, well, it's not right, it's not wrong. But technically right now it's an illegal thing and we are to enforce the law. And she, yeah, he was talking about like she broke. Being a criminal, she is a criminal regardless how you feel about if what she did was right or wrong. She broke the law because that's the law we agreed to with uphold currently. Mm-hmm. And
man, but I felt so bad for Tenza because man, he like they were hyping him.
I really thought he would have.
I thought he was gonna survive, but nah, dude. The fucking like I did the same thing you did. I looked up with the manga, of course.
Yeah.
Then like I was like, damn, that scene is still the same. Like he's fucking, he's dead.
Yeah,
he's
he gets fucked. And
yeah, he was doing his like fucking multiple slash techniques. Uh-huh. So I was getting so hyped. I was like, yeah.
You and then he starts fighting. Oh, sort of. Anytime in anime, I usually see holes in characters. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's that.
Yeah, and that was that, honestly.
Yeah, he had holes, and I liked what his master did, his teacher kind of did of, like, leaving him. He tried to protect him, and then he said, no, because a lot of times in, like, manga and stories like that, they try to protect. It's like, in reality, they do defend the person or they whatever, but in his case, he was going to die regardless. Mm-hmm. And then you try to do that, now you risk your – in the real world, all of you guys would die. At least if he's sacrificing himself for you to run, take that. Because now if he thought he was sacrificing himself for you to run and you come and die, it's like, well, nigga, I could have ran myself then if you're just going to do some dumb shit like that. So as hard as it is, he's like, yo, you know, running is the best case right now.
I felt bad for the blind guy because, man, he's blind and now he's also somewhat of a mute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he still talks.
I know what I'm saying. My guy was trying to talk, but then like he was gurgling up blood. I was like, fuck.
You know one theory I had? I just thought of this now, but it was something. There's two theories. One I just thought of right now, and two, like it was earlier. I was like, because when we first meet the person that you're fighting, I guess. I don't know if the gods or whatever. It was a female, and when she was about to fight, she transferred into a male, and I was like, is the male they're fighting forms, because that's the form it took when they were fighting the other guys. It took male forms to fight, and I was like, oh wow, that's it's saying something about that. But with Tenza, it's like a female form when they're fighting. So I'm like, I don't think the forms are like one's a fighting form. The other one is lovemaking form because that's what we caught them doing last time. But it was something I was like, you know, thinking about.
You know what's crazy? I didn't pay too much attention to that because I was like, damn. I don't know, man. I really don't know. I can't really put a theory in there right now.
It's not like what I thought. It isn't what it is because he was fighting Tenza as a female. So I don't think it's like, so I don't think it's that. But also I think I just thought of this now. I was like, I wonder if they're playing with the female male being weak and strong thing. Like from the other assignment, Gabimaru's assignment is like, you know, it doesn't matter male or female. You're just as capable, whatever, like going on both. And just kind of like you have these characters that are both roles. Or play both both genders, and they, you know, I'm pretty sure. We don't know yet, but if I had put money on, I don't think they care about gender. I don't think they probably don't see gender a certain way, like the same way we see it.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Like, that's why I think that's why I also like this anime so much, because this is the first time I ever seen like anime or even manga introduce like the concept of being androgynous or like
I think I've seen it.
It's like you don't have a gender, like male or female, or then like being able to be turned into both. Then the concept of like life and death, and you know, found on you. Like, to me, there's so many working parts to it that I really do find this anime really interesting. I just hope they continue to deliver that type of intrigue for me, and then it doesn't get too like washed, because I think that's a lot of stuff that has like really good concept. They make it over complex that it becomes more like washed out than anything else.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it, so I don't think it is gonna be a situation like that.
Right, right.
But
right.
I see where you're coming from. I just want it to be, cause think about like Attack on Titan. Towards the end, it got really complex.
Convoluted?
I don't even think it's convoluted. Because it all makes, to me, it makes sense.
Right.
But it is complex. It is deep. It is kind of like
I think that they did a really good job.
Yeah. It's still one of the greatest, I feel like one of the greatest manga anime ever told. I know people are conflicted on the end, like the last couple chapters on how it ended.
Right.
But
yeah.
Overall, like the story it told is masterclass. And it's very complex.
It's very interesting. Yeah.
And like to look back on the story, like you should try this. Like when the final episode of Attack on Titan comes out, go back and immediately watch episode one of Attack on Titan. And it's a complete loop. And it is hard. It shows you how much the author knew how he wanted the story to end. Because literally, the way the final chapters end, you can go into the chapter one, like first shot, and it's, I don't want to spoil it here, but basically it's a very well tight story with foreshadowing.
Yes.
I remember one thing you've seen like on the, people are pretty far in Attack on Titan, but like the end scene of episode one, the first season, like the end credits, there's visuals in there that literally tells you what the story is. And I'm sure the author kind of tweaked along the way, like things had to change and stuff like that. But it was pretty clear what story he wanted to tell, and he knew exactly what the story was. And that's very deep and convoluted. When you start meeting different factions and you could sympathize with both sides and you understand why people, different factions are enemies and why different factions make certain decisions. So if this story gets to that point, I think it's going to take, you know, some people to a couple reads or rewatch a certain certain episodes to understand. Or like me, just go on YouTube and kind of listen to somebody a lot smarter than you talk about it.
100%.
And that's what I enjoy doing a lot of times when I watch an episode and I don't understand it. Or if I watch a movie and I kind of understand, I have my theories. I enjoy listening to what other people think. And I don't think they're making up my mind or anything, but they let me see things that I probably didn't see myself.
Yeah, different perspective always. I think that's such a good advice, man. Because I do that same thing because I was like, okay, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. So let me go and see somebody who I usually watch reviews on, or just type it in and see who pops up and just watch if I am on the right ballpark or if there's something I didn't miss. I mean, I think that's very, very wise to say. But yeah, man, going back to like episode 8, this episode was pretty good. I really did like it. Again, I'm switching towards I'm becoming to the point of being very biased to it because I like it so much. But
it's good. It hasn't had a very like a bad episode to me yet. It had
There's concepts and there's a lot of concepts there. I'm just like, okay, that's very human. And I think that's one thing I guess I like more in anime, just because I think I do like slice of life kind of.
It's
more than anything else.
It's realistic. The only thing I didn't like about just the fact that I feel like most guys would have slept with the courtesan or whatever you call.
Yeah,
100%. I feel like most men. Well, you know, they'd get her, and she was a baddie.
But also during that time, you know, that whole entire concept of like honor. And
honor was a big thing. I get it. Like,
and especially since like the clan is very prestigious.
Yeah, I guess you know, Coochie's not on top of his mind. Like, you know, most. I don't think I care that much about Coochie. Yeah. We got Coochie at the house, and you see the Coochie at her house is not the same.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited for the Hell's Paradise. And honestly, man, if they have a bad episode, oh, I'll be the first one to fucking say shit about it. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I'm looking at the next chapter. I haven't read any of the things. I'm just looking at the visuals. I think next chapter is going to be a banger. Also, I think they skipped a little bit. Last episode should have been first, should have been episode 7. And episode 7 should have been 8. I think they flipped them around. Because the chapters where episode 8 was, like with the fight with Tenzin and stuff, literally the next chapter was the whole bath scene and her washing the little girl's hair. So I think they kind of flipped them the order a little bit. But if they keep with the order, something does come up later on that I'm like looking at. I'm like, visually it looks good. I can't imagine how they're going to do it and
animated
and animation there. There is a lot of nudity in this manga compared to I'm looking at it, it's like normal nudity. Like it should be normal, but you're just so not used to seeing it. Like it's a breast.
It's a Shonen Jump.
It's just a breast with a nipple. It's like a normal thing. Like, and it doesn't look like anybody's taking note of it. Nobody's like, oh my God, a titty. Oh, everybody seems to just be, you know, I don't know. But since I'm not used to seeing it, I don't see it all the time. It's not the norm. I'm still like, oh my God, a drawn nipple.
Especially for Shonen Jump.
Yeah, Shonen Jump is supposed to be young boys. In Europe, I don't think this would have been an issue. But at least my understanding of anime, like young boys in Japan, they see a titty and they get a nosebleed. Apparently it seems like it's a big thing.
From what I've been
basically taught and seen in every kind of Japanese media, like they're very nudity or girls like even holding somebody's hand is like a big deal. So for this,
100%. The hand holding shit.
Telling somebody you like them, of course, like at that young age, everybody's awkward and stuff. But here it seemed like, Shonen Jump is targeted to young boys. Shonen, I think, means young boy, right, or something like that. It's targeted to preteens. It to have that much nudity in it. It's like, that's interesting. And I don't know if actually now that I think about it, I don't know if it went to Shonen Plus or if it was shown on Shonen Jump. Because what you call it had to move to Jump Plus.
That's right. I remember
Chainsaw Man. Did start talking about like very. They started talking to. I think it was a prostitution devil or something, the prostitute devil or the sex devil or something like that. And I think they went to like Jump Plus because they got more like mature in their themes. And this manga, I think it was in Jujutsu Kaisen. This one and. Chainsaw Man were like the three like dark, more mature storylines. So I don't know, since this story is complete, I don't know if it was on Jump Plus or just Shonen Jump.
I mean, that's why I like this one so much, because it's so different from the norms of what we're seeing that come out. I just hope they continue to do good. And do the story justice, because man, if this is good, I can't imagine how good the manga is.
The manga is,
but yeah, I think good. That's. You say it's
yeah.
good.
Whoa! I'm looking at the.
What chapter?
Just stay ignorant, man. Stay ignorant, because I just spoiled myself bad about something I said. I don't think it would happen, and
it happened.
It looks like it happened, but
that's too funny. But all right, we're gonna call it for this episode because we're hitting the hour mark.
We're good here.
Yeah, but as always, guys, thank you for listening. We are on socials. You can pretty much listen to us anywhere, whether you listen to podcasts or whatever. Socials right now is just TikTok. I haven't really been doing much on there, but I will eventually. But with that being said, guys, we'll talk to you guys later and see you on the next one.
Peace.